Good evening. My name is Carl Martland. I'm here as the chair of the North Country Scenic Byways Council. We have approximately 45 members representing all the towns where there is a scenic byway. And every major road in the North Country is, in fact, a scenic byway. I have submitted a 12-page document today, and I will not go into the details of that, but I would like to develop thoughts based on the slides that Mr. Quinlan was kind enough to show. And I first like to start with a little story. Suppose there was a flood, and 20 square miles was flooded, and the depth was 1.1 meters. And then the next day it rained, and there was a greater flood, and the depth rose to 1.69 meters. People would be upset if the analysis did not point out that the flooded area had gone from 20 miles to 53 miles. In the North Country, 20 miles is in the viewshed of the current line. 53 miles would be in the viewshed of the new line. So the averages that are cited in the draft EIS are not the right numbers. Second, we saw the picture of the key observation point at Weeks State Park, which is indeed a good place to view the towers. Those pictures are meant to be viewed on a computer or sitting at a desk. We couldn't see the pictures because of the lighting here. But I happen to have the actual numbers with me. And the first picture, the existing system, was rated as 13 on a scale of 0 to 45. That's weak. And quote, this is the experts in visual impact. This is not me. This is the experts that were hired by DOE and paid for by Northern Pass. Weak means it's noticeable, but so small as to be considered unimportant. When the towers went in, the impact was 23, which is moderate. Moderate doesn't sound bad, but the experts define that to be moderate, clearly noticeable to a casual observer, and is likely to be considered adverse. And if you look at the key observation points, you'll find that everything within about 1,000 feet of the line where you can see the towers is not moderate, likely to be considered adverse. It's strong or severe, which means it's unreasonably adverse. So I'll leave my comments on the byways to the more detailed comments I've submitted. This will be a devastating impact to the byways. And the byways are there to serve the back roads and the scenic spots of northern New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.